Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Well, you see, Kenny, once you get the fish in the boat, you take the hook out of its mouth and release it back into the water. Yes. Yes, that's right. Same thing your mom did with me. And that's what divorce is, you see? Okay, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemists in no particular order, shall we? Please welcome returning Life Jeopardy winner, Mark Gagliardi.
Hello!
On your mark, get set, but don't go. What was a defining moment for you in high school?
The first time that I put on tights to play the court jester in our madrigal dinners and went, not bad.
Like the feel.
Yeah.
Magical dinners?
Madrigal dinners.
Madrigal. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Al Madrigal? You're not familiar with
Al Madrigal. Al Madrigal dinners. Yeah.
So was it the feeling of the tights or being in front of an audience?
Oh, it was the feeling. I'd been in front of an audience since I was five. It was the feeling of the tights. Wearing them right now.
Yeah, baby.
But I had to get two pairs and sew them together because I had to have two different colored legs as the jester. So I spend so much of my time now sewing tights, you guys.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Well, God bless you and your family. Next up, it's the defending champion of the 2018 Best 70s Porn Stash Sash, Mr. James Heaney.
Thank you, thank you.
Jill St. James, do you understand that the facial transplant medical procedure in the film Face Off isn't really a thing?
I don't think you understand that it really is a thing. I've met people that have had face transplants.
You have?
I absolutely have. Well, it doesn't work the same exact way.
Is it possible they were just two-faced?
Oh!
Help me welcome back Craig Gagliardi.
Craig
Gagliardi.
I've taken his name. That's right.
Speaking of face-off,
about it.
This is our own face-off. Cacao, do you agree that if my penis found its way into your bottom, but... neither one of us smiled or moved around, then technically neither of us is gay. It's just that my penis is in your butt.
Do I agree?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more context that I'm going to need.
And last, but good luck finding your car if you think I'm least. Everyone repeat after me. Hello, my name is Jomi Gleer.
My name is Jomi Gleamer.
Jomi, what was your inner monologue thinking the very first time you kissed a girl?
Don't throw up. Don't throw up.
That's helpful.
Don't throw up.
Wow. So your inner monologue had your back.
Mm-hmm.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? All of today's scene suggestions are gathered from our listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please do. And write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Your name here at alchemythis.com. Our first scene today comes from Annie, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, I just moved to a new city and working as a dog walker, so I'm given access to many apartments throughout the day. Sometimes I need to use the restroom or refill my water bottle, and it feels weird doing so in my clients' apartments, especially since in some cases I have never met the human owners of the dogs that I walk. I would love to hear a scene about a dog walker who uses an apartment's amenities. I love the show and listen while I walk. Thanks, Anne."
I'm sorry, what are you doing here?
We're
dog walkers.
We walk your dog typically. Well, on Tuesdays, we're the ones that walk your dog.
Yeah, I was looking at the app, and it said that you finished your walk 2 hours ago.
Steve, who are these men?
I'm sorry.
We walk your dog.
Our dogs?
Yes. Yes, these are the men who walk our dogs. But you know what? These men quit. They were finished walking our dogs over... why are all of our PlayStation games all over the floor?
It's just that the air conditioning, we wanted to make sure...
We wanted to air out your games.
Is that one of our Perriers?
What? Whose Perrier? Isn't a Perrier anybody's, whoever opens
no,
it?
No, it's our... That is our fridge. That means that's our food inside.
Even
our
the Perrier?
Well, the Nestle company is so giving, we figured...
How long have you two been here rummaging through our apartment?
It's 2 hours.
We walk your dogs.
Every Tuesday. Well, we do it for Claire. Claire usually walks it, but on Tuesdays she's got a day class.
I'm going to call the police.
No, wait. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. All right.
Wow.
Rick, calm down.
No, man, he's going to call the fucking cops.
Rick's got two strikes, guys. Please don't call the cops.
If you call the fucking cops, I'll kill myself.
Whoa, Rick.
All right? No, fuck that, okay?
All right. I'm not calling the cops.
Jesus, all right. Jesus Christ.
He needs another Perrier. Can you get me one, please?
Yeah, sure. I will go get you another Perrier from our fridge.
Yes, hello, my emergency. Hello.
Holy shit, are you calling the cops?
You're calling the cops.
Can you hear them in the back?
Oh my fucking God. That's it. I'm jumping. I'm fucking jumping.
Wait, get off the rail. Get off the rail.
Oh, fuck that, man. I got two strikes, man.
This is, oh, it's a one store. You're just going to hurt your leg.
Okay, yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's one flight
now. We have a man with a broken leg. Can you send someone, please?
Okay.
One of the intruders.
Well, I'm going to go. You can hang up the phone because I'm not an intruder. I'm leaving.
No, you stay here. The police are on their way.
Okay, well, Rick.
Take his picture, quick.
I got it.
Oh, don't take a picture of my face.
We have a picture of you, so you're staying. Yeah. And you're facing charges, and I hope your friend is okay.
Oh, I hope he's okay, too. I don't know why.
What did he think was going to happen?
How is that a threat, by the way?
I'm going to jump off your first floor shelf
if
balcony?
You don't shut up.
Yeah.
I hope he can crawl away fast enough. Listen, guys, I've never been arrested.
Did you maybe think about that before you broke open a Perrier and decided to watch some Nintendo?
I was walking your dog.
Honey, can we just give
him
one?
Chief, we just got a call. Looks like there's some breaking entry of some dog walkers over on Wilson Park.
Goddamn dog walkers. They're the worst.
They're the worst, sir. They're the worst.
They think they can use your apartment without compunction?
Yes, sir. Did you want me to get you your shirt, or you just want to be shirtless?
I'm going to be shirtless today.
You got it, sir.
It's Shirtless Tuesdays.
You know it is.
All right. I want to handle this one myself.
Are you sure, Chief?
Yeah. You give me a ride over there?
Of course I will. Should I bring out the shotgun, as you like to call it?
Yeah. Yeah. Bring out the shotgun.
Thank God you're here.
Oh, thank you. I'm Reginald. This is Tim Tim.
I'm Chief. Can you
just Chief?
Can you let me know what's been going on?
Yes, they were walking our dog. They know that the key is in the little hide-a-key box. They came in, they walked our dog, and then for the next apparent 2 hours, they sat and drank our sodas and played our video games.
Is this your dog's bowl here, typically?
Yes, this is our dog's bowl here. This is one of our dog's bowls.
Okay.
They don't share a bowl.
Chief, I don't mean to be rude. Would you like a robe or something?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. All shirtless right. Tuesday and...
Well, I mean, if I had that body, I'd go shirtless too, but still.
Excuse me?
No, I'm saying if either one of us had that body, would you not let
not
everyone
wrong.
Know?
You're not wrong.
I mean, please. The chief is built.
I'm in good shape for a man my age.
Can I get you something, Chief?
Can I ask you how old you are, Chief?
Kind of a Harrison Ford thing going on
here. I'm 72 years old.
That's
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
I mean, really?
72. You two idiots.
On the other hand.
Look like garbage.
We walk your dog.
No, Claire walks our dog.
Oh, but not on Tuesday. And Rick's leg is bent. It's like broken for sure.
Yeah, because he jumped off our first floor deck.
Reg, Tim, please. Chief, would you please do something?
All right, so which leg is broken? This leg here?
Come on, don't do
this leg right here that I'm standing on?
Oh, he's a dog walker. He needs that leg.
Okay. So then this leg is fine.
That would hurt anybody's
leg. Okay, I'm just
leg.
Putting slight pressure on.
What a wuss.
Okay, do you walk the dogs or you feed them as well?
We usually just walk the dogs, but I'll fill a bowl of water. I don't feed because we don't know. Maybe some dogs graze during the day and some dogs get fed at certain times,
That's
Chief.
Right. Some dogs like to graze. What's your rate typically?
$15 an hour.
You answer.
$15 an hour, but we split it.
15 per hour. Is that per walk or per hour?
I'm sorry, walk. Are you just...
I need a dog walker.
Yeah, that's what I thought was happening.
These aren't very police-like questions.
No, these are just questions that someone would ask Yelp.
But again, still, if I had that chest, I'd ask any question
All right.
I wanted. I mean,
like, I don't use Yelp. I'm an older man.
What do you use?
I like to meet people in person and ask them questions.
Right.
Oh,
so any
questions? Next door.
What?
Well, never
the mind. App next door. It's about neighborhoods and people look after each other. Yeah.
Look,
Tim is registered, by the way, under Gladys Kravitz, which I thought was very clever.
I'm a big fan of Lenny Kravitz and the Pips.
And Bewitched.
That's
the character.
Okay.
Wait, that's a Bewitched thing?
Rick, be cool.
Gladys Kravitz? The neighbor that was always snooping through the window.
Okay, I'm going to take these perps.
Oh, I like that word, perps.
Perps. I need to get a ride, first of all. I'll get dropped off here.
We're dog walkers. We don't have a
car.
Yeah,
you're a perp. Shut up.
Yeah. Okay. Can you call one of those ride-sharing services?
Uber or Lyft?
I'm an Uber driver.
You're an Uber driver.
You can't not with that like foot, you're not.
I can do it.
All right, perp.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need you to give me a ride back to the station, and then, actually, we're gonna make a stop at my place, okay? I want to introduce you to my dogs.
All right. Okay.
Okay, this is Franklin.
All right, I just don't think that we should be going into your place right now.
This is Benjamin.
Okay. It's just that usually we go through the app so that there's a protection for both us and
Okay, we're not going through the app, all right? You're going to deal directly with me.
Well, they're both wearing three-piece suits.
They are both wearing three-piece suits.
Okay. So, well, first of all, we're going to need to set a schedule of when we're going to come by to walk them. And
can I use your bathroom real quick?
Yeah. Sure. Oh, you're going to have to get back Benjamin and Franklin first.
Those dogs are tearing Rick's leg apart.
Eat my pretties.
Does that mean...
How do you like being a dog walker now?
I'm not a big fan of it. Chief,
we just keep getting these reports of these bodies being found all over the city, getting eaten up by these feral dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's curious. Send somebody down to look into it, but don't look into it too hard.
Do you want me to grab you some pants or something?
Oh, it's Pantless Wednesdays.
Yes, it is. all right. Yeah, I'll just send one of the boys down there to take a look at it. One of the rookies.
That's right. Send it to a rook.
All right.
You know I'm...
Okay, so I guess just got to get a statement from you folks.
This body was just thrown up on the sidewalk in front of our house, and it's pretty much picked clean to the bone. You can see it as well as we can.
Clearly, a dog has been all over this place.
Ma'am, I just... Did you find anything on the location that might lead to us to know whose dog this might be?
There was a small note.
There was a note? Oh, what did the small note say?
I mean, I think it was a note.
What did it say?
It just had a paw print on it. It could have been a piece of paper that got stuck to the dog's foot.
I think it was a note.
A note from the dog?
Well, I don't believe dogs can write, but I might be mistaken. But it was a piece of paper that was clearly with a paw print at the bottom.
I believe it was a message to the police that was mocking them.
I hate it when people mock the police.
We're not mocking the police. Did you say that it was mocking the police?
The note.
The note
was a threat.
Was a threat?
That's right. It was mocking the police. Come get me.
Oh. Well, I hadn't put that together. This is the first thing that my wife... Oh, this is the first time I've understood that.
Well, I'm taking this back to the chief right now. Hey, chief.
Watch out for that microphone, kid.
Do you mind if I move this microphone? This room is so bugged.
My whole office is wired for sound, okay?
Chief, I found something out that I wanted to bring straight to you and to no one else because I know you're the only one that can be trusted here.
That's right.
This note was found at the scene where one of the dog victims was discovered.
Okay.
It's a paw print. And the couple seemed to think that it was these dogs mocking the police.
Mock the police.
Mock the police.
Like that rap song.
Mock the police. Yes, sir. The rap song. Sorry, it took me a second in my head to remember it just right. But what do we need to do, sir? I'm not sure what we're going to do. We got to find these dogs.
What's your name, kid?
My name's Riley.
Riley. First name or last name?
Both.
Riley.
Riley.
Spelled differently?
Yeah. R-I-L-Y, R-I-L-E-Y.
I like that. Look, Riley, we're going to sweep this one under the rug.
Sir, are you sure? I mean, look what this paw print says. It's mocking us.
We're going to file this one away in this file right here.
That's a trash can, sir.
It's a circular file.
Oh, okay.
Look at my body.
Sir,
do you
want to
put 77 years old?
I'd like to report a crime.
Yeah.
And I want to do it somewhere safe because it involves some pretty high profile, high powerful people.
Okay.
So could I, is there like a room that I could do outside of the front office of the station?
Yeah, why don't we do it in my car?
In your car?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems a little odd. So, it's okay. Thank you. Can you turn on the air conditioning or anything, or just sit in this hot car?
Yeah, we can turn on the AC.
Okay. So, I'm a dog walker. Well, technically,
hold on
I just.
Hold on a second. What song is this?
Uh huh.
It's,
Oh, I think it's just classical music.
Yeah, but this, the artist.
It's probably a group of just music. Like,
well, it's probably.
Maybe the LA Philharmonic.
Well, the artist can be like the band, you know what I mean? That, you know, but.
It's.
Let's see, who is this?
So.
All right, what did you want to say?
Well, I sometimes I cover for a friend doing dog walking, uh-huh. and my friend Luke was killed.
The Heart Sounds.
Huh?
That's who it is. It's the Heart. No, the band is the Heart Sounds. That's who it was.
Oh. Oh, my friend Luke was killed by the chief of police's dog.
What are you saying?
I'm saying the chief of police's...
Larry, so you're telling me that you want me to go to Ice-T and ask him to change the name of his new song from Kill the Police to Mock the Police?
Yeah, that's right.
So what are my angles here of convincing someone who's come up with such a dare I say, iconic song title... to undermining it with Mock the Police?
Well, it's really only changing two letters.
Sure.
I mean, and if all the F words can be changed to mock, then I think that will help. You're sure this is iced tea?
It might be iced tray.
Sure, iced tea, iced tray.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I asked you to look into this.
Exactly. So
hold on. Are you guys having a producer meeting without me?
Oh, sorry, Larry.
Yeah, okay. What's going on? I was just talking to the guys at NWA.
Yeah.
You're talking to the guys at NWA?
Yeah.
What do they have to do with this?
What do you mean we're just having a producer's meeting? They just wanted to come and see what was going on.
Well.
We're talking about changing lyrics or something like that?
This Larry had an idea that we changed the name of, is it Kill the Police or Fuck the Police?
Or is, I can't even say it.
Okay, but he wants to change either
mock
one of those.
Mock the Police.
Wait, Larry, what are you talking about? Larry?
To Mock the Police, yes.
Yeah, Larry.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm Larry.
That's right.
Yes.
We're all Larrys.
Yes.
Here.
Why do you do this every time?
Hold on.
Hey, Larry.
Larry's here.
Larry.
I represent Mr. T.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Why are you here,
Mr. T from the AT?
Mr. T. Well, he's starting.
What does
up
he have to do with this?
Yeah, he's not a musician.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to get into it.
We don't give a shit if he's trying to get into it.
Wait a second. What about I pity the police?
That's
using
actually,
Mr. Well, T's.
Yes,
I pity the police. That's, yeah, that'll work.
Because that's kind of angry to me.
Yeah.
That's condescending, passive aggressive.
I'm going to go back to my guy and pitch it to him and see if it works out well. This sounds great.
And who is your guy again?
Mr. T.
Lawrence Tiro, right?
Yeah.
Larry.
Chief. Who are these guys in your office?
We're the Larrys.
We're having a producer's meeting.
We're Larry.
Oh, Chief, I found something that I really have to show you right away.
What is it, Riley?
It's the collar from one of those dogs that's been eating all the people, and it's got your phone number on the back of his collar.
Holy shit.
Whoa, it's like a Sicilian message.
Wait a minute. I thought people put their own phone numbers on the back of a dog's collar. You think he put your number as a warning to you?
I guess I'm a target now.
Hey, Riley, do you mind if I talk to Riley for a second?
Sure.
Right, look, the chief is involved in a lot of pies, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I know there's a bunch of record producers in his office.
Yeah, he's got a lot of toes and a lot of pies. So I need you to understand that this is a little bigger than what you got going on, all right? What are you, 15, 16?
I'm 26.
Okay, well, you look young.
Thank you.
If you get involved in this big fish, you're going to get eaten up. You get what I mean?
I don't.
Okay, we're talking music. You understand that?
I don't.
You understand sing songs?
No, I don't understand anything you're saying.
You understand that when a guy plays a piano, notes come out?
Yeah, I mean, I understand how a piano works.
Yeah, I think you understand what I'm saying here,
I don't.
Okay?
I really don't.
I don't know how more clear I can be.
Could you just tell me what you're trying to say?
When music comes out, money gets made.
Sarge, how does this have anything to do with the chief?
Tune in next Wednesday to The Rookie and the Chief. Fridays at 9.
That made sense.
See, nice. See, well, the chief is just all over the place.
Yeah, okay.
Toes and pies. This second scene is from Jackson, spelled J-A-X-O-N.
The cool way.
That's how you do it.
Who wrote Love the Show. At my high school, there is talk of a senior prank where someone walks a cow upstairs into the mezzanine above the gym where the workout equipment is, because cows can only walk upstairs and not down. I would love to see what your guys come up with and how it would be handled by the school administration. Thank you and keep up the good work. Jackson.
All right, well, we just have to kill the cow.
I don't feel comfortable killing a cow here.
Well, then what? You can't walk down the stairs.
Well, perhaps maybe we could put it to sleep and maybe...
You want
to
choke it out?
Well, what if we pushed it out a window?
So you kill it either way?
No. It's only two stories.
Are you saying we should make it look like a cow suicide?
No.
How is push it out the window?
So you want a conspiracy to kill a cow?
It'll heal.
We'll put a pig.
Put a pig underneath it. Is that what you're gonna say?
No. We'll
clearly, if we put a pig underneath that cow, it's gonna crush both animals.
We need one of those lifts. Yes, no. You know, the thing, the crane, the lift with the undercarriage.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? Remember when they did that?
His mom.
Yes,
take his mom out of the house. That's how we take this cow out.
What if we just had like a big pillow type thing that people would jump, like a moon?
You mean a bed?
Like a moon jumper thing at the bottom.
Principal Calliers, I hate to be a nudge, but the students are gonna be arriving to school in about 15 minutes. We're going to have to deal with this very quickly.
Oh, great. There it is.
I'm just saying, sir. I'm just your secretary. I'm just saying.
I understand.
Students are going to be here
soon.
The
first bell is about to ring.
Yes.
Okay. Well, can
look,
we
this
hide
is my
the
gym,
cow?
Okay? So I need to use my gym.
It's not your gym. This is the school's gym. You take this as if you're some sort of pirate on a ship.
Can we discuss who we think might have been involved?
The seniors.
Could we be more general?
I'll tell you who did it, all right?
Yeah.
It was Marinetti.
Marinetti?
It was Jason Marinetti, that piece of fucking shit.
You've got something for Marinetti.
No, I don't, okay? That kid just can't believe
he didn't want to play the final year.
What's going on, administrators?
Oh, Jason Marinetti.
Jason, what are you doing here so early?
Hey, I thought I would use the workout room before class gets started.
The workout room is for student athletes only, Marinetti.
And you don't play for the team anymore, do you, Marinetti?
All right, so I got cut from the lacrosse team, but I was on the team. Oh, what's going on? We got a cow here or something?
You know there's a cow up here, Marinetti. You put it up here.
Well, why can't the cow just walk down the stairs?
Listen, you Irish piece of shit. You know exactly what you did.
Hey, don't disparage my Irish heritage, okay?
And cows can't walk downstairs.
We can only use upstairs. That piece of information to see if he did the thing in the first place. You just divulged some serious... I don't understand how detective work works,
I'm
do
not
you?
A detective. I'm a secretary, for God's sake.
Just kill the damn thing, huh?
We're not killing a cow on my school grounds. Sorry, I said our school grounds.
Thank you.
Marinetti, goddammit, we stopped working out.
Stop working out, Marinetti.
I'm just working on my traps, all right?
Marinetti.
St. Paddy's Day is coming up. It's big for my people.
All right, welcome to the tryouts. Is it Marinetti?
Yeah.
Yeah, Marinetti. So, someone...
Jason,
pleasure to meet you. We were told that you wanted to audition for one of the leads in our production, or summer production, of The Sweat Hogs from that Gabe Kaplan television show, and you wanted to read for Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah, if it's possible at all.
Well, I see it now. Okay, well, start on page 3 whenever you're ready. And let's have fun with this.
Hey, Mr. Carter, up your nose with a rubber hose, okay?
Okay, can I give you a note?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So Vinnie Barbarino is a little more subtle than that. He is, of course, from Italian family.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right.
So
this is like, I'm like, you know, crossing over some sort of cultural thing. You
that's
know, 'cause
right.
Because I'm very Irish.
Clearly. Clearly.
Marinetti.
If I may, you literally reek of potatoes. So let's try this again with more of an Italian family background.
Okay. Up your nose with a rubber hose, Mr. Carter.
Okay. One more note, if I may. I feel we've swung
was
a little.
I went for kind of an accent thing.
I feel we've swung a little too far.
Okay.
With that.
I took a big swing.
Let's come back
to
the
cross player.
Mr. Schaefer, I'm sorry to interrupt the audition, Mr. Schaefer.
What is it, Tom?
We have some news from your family.
What?
It's not good.
What do you mean not good?
There's a fire at your house, sir.
A fire at my house?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Sounds like somebody got pranked.
Oh, no.
Apparently there's some kind of dog walker or something. I'm not
sure. Okay, we'll pick this up tomorrow, Mr. Marinetti.
Okay, I'll look at the sides and I'll be off book by tomorrow.
Honey, are you looking at your thing for your show that you're auditioning for tomorrow? Do you want Ma to help you go over your lines?
Yeah, Ma, there's so many lines to learn. It's real hard, Ma.
Well, look, you're a good Irish boy, so you're going to learn them real good. Let me take a look at your script with you.
Okay,
oh, you got to sing in it, too.
Yeah, I got it. It's a summer production called The Sweat Hogs.
Oh, The Sweat Hogs. I love that. And look at all the songs and all this. Okay, I'll go over your lines with you right now.
All right, can I get you a black and tan, Ma?
Yeah, am I Irish?
Yeah. Hey, what is going on here? What's going on? There's no prosciutto.
Honey, look at this. Our boy is going to be on Broadway in
the
show.
What do you
mean
he's not going to be on Broadway?
It's not Broadway, hey. Ma. It's a school production.
The Marinettis, they don't act. They work. You understand what I'm saying, huh?
Come on, Pa. You got to let me do this.
I don't got to let you do it or nothing, huh? You still got to be the guy that goes out there and works. You understand that? Your old families works in the farms. You do the same.
Oh, you and your Irish old country ways.
It's how we survived. It's how we've made it here.
Look. I'll tell you, I'm going to be in this class play, and I'm also going to sign up for those disco dancing lessons, all right?
You sons of a bitch, I'll beat your ass if you do that.
I'm going to take your face off.
Oh!
Why don't we just see if we can get the students to think it's a project, and they'll decide how to get the cow down.
This is a feral animal.
It's not a feral animal. This is it's a cow.
Oh, is it a pet? It's not feral,
well,
it's a pet. Cow's a pet.
Feral, I believe, means, you know, dangerous and wild.
Dangerous?
Feral?
Just, you know, not a pet, not domestic.
That's sized. Not what feral means to me. And
what do you mean to you? It's a definition. It's not like an opinion.
It's not what it means to me.
I came as fast as I could. I heard you wanted to make a project out of this. I brought paint.
Oh,
we can
Jesus.
Paint the whole cow. We're going to paint the cow to students. It's going to be our art project.
This is a gym. It ain't an art class. Get out of here.
Man, you know what? What we're going to do is we're going to try to make it a science project. Get all the super smart kids, and they'll solve our problem for us. How to get the cow out of the gym.
I came running as fast as I could. I heard you wanted to make it a science project. How do we cut this thing into cross sections?
Well, we don't want to kill it. We don't want to kill the cow.
Now, this is something I can get behind. All right?
Stop, stop. No killing the cow.
Oh,
the
coach
cow
is here.
Will not be
this
lifted.
Coach is here.
What? Yeah, you will not be able to get the cow out of this place.
Oh, push those glasses up your nose a little further.
The cow is too high up.
Too high up. Okay. So,
why the hell's the mascot here? What the hell do you want?
Well, underneath that mascot is one of the smartest teenagers in this school.
No, thank you. You'll have to lift the cow out the window.
That's what I was thinking. Lift it out the window.
That's so stupid.
You said push the cow out the window.
Well,
there's a big difference.
What the? Let's just kill it, and then we can eat it.
All right, fine. Fine. Oh, but let me say goodbye to the cow.
How would you propose we kill the cow?
Well, there's weights around here. We can all just take turns smacking it in the head.
Oh,
and
that sounds inhumane. That sounds absolutely inhumane.
Taking turns.
Yes. I mean,
smacking
I'm going to get tired.
It in the head.
Yes. Listen, I've hired some people on the dark web in the past, and I think that...
Is the idea that eventually one of these smacks to the head
nope,
would
no, we're
in
not
fact
doing it like
kill
that.
It?
Yes. Yes.
Marinette,
ooh, wait a second.
Down.
Look, I'm trying to get built up because I got an audition for the Sweat Hogs,
oh
all right?
My God.
So, you have returned to the dark web.
Yeah, I've got another job for you.
The dark web accepts jobs when the dark web knows what the job is.
Well, we've got a cow in the gymnasium of our school, and I'm willing
Holstein.
To pay 1/4 Bitcoin to have this cow removed.
1/4 Bitcoin. Do you know how much that's worth?
It depends on the day, but I would say roughly $2,000.
Not nearly enough to move a cow.
It's a cow. Some people would kill a cow for free. I've got people wanting to smack it in the head with weights back at the school.
Then why did you come to the dark web?
Because I need it done right. Like All you right. did before.
We don't talk about what happened in the past. The dark web only talks about the present.
Let me just transfer.
Timmy, I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you want the grilled cheese and tomato soup?
Honey, I'm working right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Who's in the background on your
Skype call? Nobody, don't you worry about it.
Okay. It sounded like somebody was offering grilled cheese. That sounds like the meal for a child.
It was just my husband.
Oh, you're a woman?
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's 2019.
Of course. So how soon can you off a cow in a gymnasium at your local high school?
You didn't say you wanted the cow off. You said you wanted the cow removed.
Look, anything you could do. If you can keep it alive, I'm fine with that. but I'm going to need to get you. You're going to have to come to the principal's office and get a name tag and be registered in. It's going to have to be by the books. Not the...
The dark web does not use the books.
God,
the dark web uses the dark books.
Okay. Okay, we'll use the dark books.
Marinetti, I just never thought of acting like that. That's actually pretty insightful.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about being the character, you know, and convincing yourself that it's real. Yeah. And then, you know, it's basically listening and reacting, you know?
Yeah, I guess something I haven't been doing. I guess I've been reacting and not listening, huh?
You got to do both.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Know? Huh, wow. That's goddamn, that's beautiful. You know, I want to apologize for constantly making fun of your Irish heritage and calling it out.
I've been picked on a lot in school because I'm so Irish, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, obviously. It's very obvious, but...
Can I run my audition song by you?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm just doing two bars.
Oh, very good.
That's for two bars of a contemporary song.
That's great. That's fantastic. You know, I got a scholarship opportunity if you want to look at it. It's for...
For me, Marinetti?
Yeah, to play lacrosse over at Stemple University.
It's funny. I haven't played lacrosse in 2 years, and suddenly you got a scholarship for me?
Yeah.
Look, I'm an actor now. This is what I am.
Okay. You just got great traps on you, and I just thought they would go waste on stage. And
I work a lot of my traps.
Yeah.
I don't build any other muscles.
Hey, do you know, since we're connecting and all that, do you know who put the cow up here?
I honestly don't.
Come on, you can tell me.
No. I had nothing to do with this.
Come on, you can tell me.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Oh, up your nose, you Irish piece of shit. You know exactly who did it, all right?
Oh, wow. Well, your true colors are showing now.
Yeah, they are showing right now, okay?
So you didn't care about my acting career at all?
I didn't give a shit.
Was that lacrosse scholarship not legit?
It wasn't legit. This seems pretty heated. I've got a new student to introduce.
Hello.
And he's going to be here working out in the gymnasium.
I'm a child student.
And it's probably a good idea to maybe...
What the fuck is wrong with this kid?
You know, it's from the dark web.
It's from the dark web?
I thought I told you not to talk about the dark web. You've just breached our contract.
Oh, don't... Wait, don't go.
I'm
don't
leaving
go.
Right now.
Wait.
I'm going home to my husband.
Wait.
Husband? This kid has a husband?
Oh, it's 2019.
It's 2019. A kid should have a fucking husband.
You ruined it. He was going to take care of the cow for me.
Oh, he was going to beat it to death with the weights?
I gave him a... No, he was going to do it in a clean... I don't know exactly how. He said not to ask questions. A quarter Bitcoin.
Hey, which one of you fellas I talked to about getting to the cow?
Principal?
There's no way. I was on the dark web. Where did you come from?
I got a message for that you wanted to get a cow removed.
Yeah, I do want to get a cow removed.
Where's the cow now?
Well, it's in the gymnasium.
What do you mean in the gymnasium?
It's inside.
Who would let a cow inside a gymnasium?
We don't know. Probably seniors. It was a prank. They've been burning houses
down all town.
Why
don't you just open
town?
The doors of the gymnasium and say, scoot?
Okay, we haven't tried that. We haven't tried that.
Open the gymnasium doors and say scoot?
That's right. It usually works.
The rumor has it that they can't go down the stairs.
Oh, you didn't say he was upstairs. You said he was in the gymnasium.
Yes, the gymnasium.
He's upstairs?
Upstairs in the
gymnasium. Yeah, he can't get him down.
So are you going to be able to do anything
for
us?
No one can get a cow
downstairs.
Jesus Christ.
The science department has strapped rockets to the cow. They're going to try to shoot him out the window.
Okay. All right. That sounds
promising. It's a bomb, Principal. They're just making a giant cow bomb.
A cow bomb?
Looks like it.
I don't want to be put on the map as the school that had a cow bomb go off.
God damn it, them fucking mascot is
all right,
working.
All right.
Get off the cow!
Well, how about this? What if we had Mary and Eddie, and I hate to do this to a student that's changing, but use his strength to beat this cow into submission with weights. And then we feed him to the students like it's...
Siegfried, it says in your resume that you made the cow bomb.
Yes. I made the cow bomb.
Why would you do such a thing?
For that kind, because it can't go downstairs.
So you thought you'd blow it up?
Yeah, that's what. What else you gonna do? You got a cow upstairs in the school?
Where did you put the cow bomb?
I put. Where do you think I put the cow bomb?
All right, Siegfried, you Cuban piece of shit. We need you upstairs.
Oh, let's get to our third scene. That was spectacular.
Dear Lord.
And thank goodness it's 2019. Our final scene for today comes from James from Z-Land.
Oh.
Now, do we assume that means New Zealand?
No, original Zealand.
Old Zealand.
Yeah.
What is Zealand? Forgive my ignorance.
Well, it's where, part of the Netherlands.
All of our heads turned to crack.
Yeah. What's up?
It's a country. Zealand?
No, I believe that there's
like a township?
A district of the Netherlands is called Zealand, I believe.
Wow. Isn't that where all of those models came from? Zealanders?
Thank you for pinpointing it for us, Dan.
Zoolander, is that what you
said? Zoolanders. I'm going to write it down. We're going to do a sketch later.
Okay. James from Zealand, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. Thanks for all the laughs. My commute to work has become a highlight of my day every Tuesday and Thursday. One of my favorite scenes was the concierge. I almost choked when Vanessa asked, 'Do you want a room with beef?'" Amazing. It's great that none of us remember that moment, but just those words.
Yeah.
It will always
be funny out of context.
Yeah, yeah. Always. I have a scene suggestion for you. A group of neighborhood kids need to find a way to raise $250,000 or their favorite ice cream shop will be demolished to make room for an Amazon distribution center. James from Zealand.
Well, I'm sorry, kids. I'm going to have to close up and ask you to get going.
Oh, Mr. Peterson,
I've got a lot of work to do tonight.
Mr. Peterson, you can't close up.
I have to, boys. I've got to start putting things in boxes.
Well, what would it take to keep the place?
I'll tell you what it would take. Son. It would take
maybe we could help.
Why are you crying?
Well, because I just think your boys are so sweet. And Peter, it would take $250,000 to...
Is that something that I could take from my parents' wallet and purse or something?
But, oh gosh, you're just so sweet.
Oh, closing early, are we? Huh? Diane, do you want anything to eat?
I'll have a
Diane, what do you want to eat?
I'll have a I can't pronounce it.
Diane, what do you want?
Pronounce it's chocolate. Is that what you'd like? A chocolate cone?
A chocolate cone, yes.
All right.
Mr. Peterson, is that woman drunk?
That woman is...
Is she drunk? Is that what drunk is?
This is the couple that's going to be taking over this business.
Yeah, we'll put up maybe some boxes over there for the distribution.
We're going to take down that wall. We're going to take down that wall.
Man, relax.
And yes, they are drunk.
Are you Mr. Bezos?
Yes, I am Mr. Bezos.
Well, we don't want our ice cream shop to shut down for another stupid Amazon distribution center.
Oh, Timmy, go easy.
Oh, I'm no, not you going don't. To. What do you want? I didn't know that. Diane, I didn't know that. What do you want?
We just want this local ice cream place that we always come to after the school, and we play magic.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you because you're too poor. I don't give a shit.
You can order ice cream 24/7 via Amazon.
It's Amazon, you little shit, okay?
Okay, okay.
Timmy, Peter, I appreciate what you boys are trying to do here, but there's no fighting a juggernaut like Amazon.
It's how 250K, kids. You ain't gonna be able to pull that up, all
how
right?
How much time do we have to pull it up?
Well, that's a question for Mr. Bezos and his drunk wife.
Yeah, 24 hours to give me 250K.
24 hours?
24 hours?
Starting
now.
All right, we have 24 hours starting right now.
Let's get that.
Dad?
What is it, son?
Can I have a question for you?
Oh, sure, Peter. What is it?
Mr. Peterson's ice cream shop is possibly going to close unless we can raise some money. So I was wondering if maybe you and Mom might be able to help.
Well, son,
you're always going into your office and writing checks for things that matter to you. And I've never asked you to write a check for anything that matters for me. And I'm hoping that you can do that.
Hmm. Did your friend Tim that plays Magic the Gathering put you up to this?
He didn't put me up to it. We discussed it, and I told him I would come to you.
Well, why doesn't he go to his parents?
I think he is.
Well, son,
Dad?
Look.
Dad? Do you
yeah,
mind?
What was it?
Could you wake up for a second? Sorry to wake you up.
I work the graveyard shift, kid.
I know. Mom, could you wake up too? Mom? Mom, Dad?
There's hot dogs in the sink.
I know. I already ate the hot dogs. Listen, I know that we don't have a lot of money and we struggle sometimes, but the ice cream shop that I like to go to is closing down. Dad, wake back up.
What?
Dad? So... We're trying to raise $250,000.
Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't wake you, but we've only got 24 hours. And I was wondering...
There's a Cold Stone across the street from the ice cream place.
Yeah, but that place is so corporate. We want a mom and pop ice cream
shop. I mean,
it's
perfectly good ice cream.
It's not good.
Like, they mix in shit with it.
They don't have thin mint cookie dough.
I bet they do.
They don't. They don't have thin mint cookie dough. They either have thin mint or they have cookie dough, okay. Not thin mint cookie
Just
dough.
Just ask them to mix it. Just
Mom, Dad, them. I'm serious. You guys don't ever care about the things that I care about.
Three sizes. Like it, love it, gotta have it.
Listen, I hope things are going a lot better with my friend, Peter.
Look, son, I just don't think that... I don't think I can write a check that big. I mean, I could use
the same temp check size that you always write checks.
No, I mean for that amount of money, Peter. That seems like a lot of money.
But it's the only way that Peterson's ice cream can stay open.
Look, there's a cycle in the business world, and cycle? It's a boom and bust.
Like a bicycle?
Sort of, yeah. And this bicycle is going off a cliff.
Which
Peter.
One?
The bicycle that this ice cream parlor is
Peterson's
is
ice cream parlor is not a bicycle. It's an ice cream parlor, and I only need $250,000, and you have it.
I
know you have it.
How do you know that I have
it? I know.
Do you know about my secret safe?
Can I tell you what the combination is?
Can you tell me what the combination is?
Around 3 times to the right to 7. Around 3 times to the left to 8. Around 3 times to the left to 2.
All right.
So I know what's inside the safe.
All right.
So
Peter.
Rather than going in and stealing, I'm asking you.
Diana! Diana!
I love you, Jeff.
I love you, baby.
Oh, this is so good.
What did you just say?
It's pronounced chocolate.
I can't get enough of this.
Give her some more chocolate.
All right.
We're going to buy this whole fucking town, baby.
We're going to own this town.
I'm going to own the town. I'm going to own the town.
Look, there's a...
Peter, I didn't get anything. I didn't. My parents just told me to go to Cold Stone.
It's okay. I got
did
it
you...
all.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I can't wait to
Well, look who it is, huh? Oh. The two nerd boys.
Oh,
huh?
Tim, hey. Peter, come to say goodbye on my last day.
What do you got in that bag, nerd boys?
Well, it's a check.
It's a check? It's a huge bag just for a little check, huh?
It's my backpack.
Huh?
Give me that bag. Oh, don't take his backpack.
Oh, look at this. It is a piece of paper, huh? Oops.
Oh, wait, but...
You can't sorry. Read it. You,
that's okay. I'll ask my... He'll write another check the same amount.
What a dork.
We don't have much time, Peter.
We have 17 more out.
Son, what are you doing interrupting me at work? I've got very important things to do here.
No, look, if we talk about feet size,
hold on a second. Hold on a second. My son's here. What is it, Peter?
The bully down at the ice cream place yeah, ripped Peterson's. A check. So if you can just write another check.
What the hell is wrong with your kid?
Look, hey, this is my son. Peter, just, I'll tell you what, you know the combination?
Yeah.
Run home, get it in cash, and if he gives you any lip, there's something in there to handle that, too.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
All right, so, like, we're back to it. I mean, we're talking about feet size here, all right?
That's a lot of cash to have, Peter. Are you sure he's not going to steal that money from you? He can rip up a check, but if he takes that cash, then what do we do?
What are our choices? We only have 13 more hours now.
Okay, well, let's go. What are you going to do to protect yourself?
Well, my dad said I could also use the gun that was
Well, looky, tooky, bookie, huh?
Hey, listen, we don't have anything this time. You've already ripped up the one piece of paper that mattered.
Oh, yeah? Looks like you got a tiny your backpack there with a lot of stuff spilling out of it, huh?
Well, there's one thing right here that's going to spill out of it. It's called a Glock.
Oh, my God, that's a 9mm.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
How could you tell what the millimeter is?
The barrel.
What about the caliber?
I don't know.
Okay. So it's loaded with 9mm things, and I'm going to shoot them at you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. So back off now.
Okay. All right.
Okay, now run the other way.
Did he get more Italian?
Run the other way.
He sounds super smart.
You did it, Peter. You did it.
That was amazing. I didn't think I could do it. I acted all tough like in the movies.
Boys, what are you doing with a pistol in your hands?
We had to defend our money. We have it all. If we could just count it out, we have 13 hours left to count. So if you count this portion, I'll count another portion. It's $250,000.
You brought $250,000. My God.
My dad has over $3 million in cash in the safe.
Wait, what?
And the combination is...
So, baby, if you want to see Mr. T, I got it. Whatever you want.
I freaking love Mr. T.
Get the fuck out of my establishment!
What the hell?
Here, it's all here, Mr. Bezos.
Look at this.
Inside this briefcase, $250,000 in cash.
Diana, count that.
Does this mean I'm not going to get to see Mr. T?
No, you're going to get to see Mr. T, baby. Okay. Don't worry about that. I doubt there's $250,000 in that briefcase.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, Tim, Peter, come on in, boys. They counted
it. Thank you, Mr. Peterson. Yeah, that's right. We stacked it and counted it three times.
13 hours it took. Well, 12 hours and 59 minutes. We had this 1 minute left to come back and get this business.
Okay, so one.
I don't know if we can trust
her.
We
don't have time for another counting. She's very drunk.
She's fine. She's fine.
How many bells are in this stack?
How many bells?
How many bells are in this stack?
Bowels or bells?
What do you say? There are 250 $100 bills in that stack. And there are 10 stacks.
Okay. I guess it's all here.
Okay. Well, looks like my lady says it's good to go. I trust her. I'm Jeff Bezos. Looks like you get to keep your ice cream stand. But one thing you didn't think about was the land.
No!
Boys, it's all right. I rent. It's
oh. So it looks like you're going to have to rent for me. And rent just increased to...
I want Cold Stone. Can we get Cold Stone?
Yes. Yes, in a second. Rent just increased to...
I got to have it.
Okay. God. All right, we'll be back, okay? To tell you the amount, okay? Just give us a second. Come on. What do you want? What do you want a Cold Stone?
Can I get a birthday cake remix?
A birthday cake remix. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Cold Stone. How can I help you?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to get it.
You're Jeff Bezos.
Yes, I am.
And you're his girlfriend.
That's right. I'm instantly recognizable. Can I have a Gotta Have It birthday cake remix?
Of course.
Gotta have it. I don't know if we need a Gotta Have It.
We need that's a Gotta size. Have It.
That's the size.
Yeah, it's the biggest size you got. What's the one before that? I'm not a love diabetic it. Or something. Love It. No, what the smallest size? The one that's...
Like It?
Like It. Like, can we just do a Like It of the birthday cake remix,
whatever you
please?
Like.
We just had a lot of ice cream.
So, Mr. Bezos, they didn't treat you very well at the corporate... ice cream parlor no, across the way, did they?
No, I bought
cold sick to my
stuff.
Stomach.
I tell you what. Here at our lovely little local ice cream parlor, we'll take good care of you. Get you whatever you like. You know what? I'll even mix in any flavors you want. It'll taste just like one of those birthday cakes. We just want you to feel at home here in our locally owned business.
I appreciate that, but she seems pretty sick. I don't have more ice cream.
Jeff, I like this guy. He's making me feel better.
Oh,
you like this guy? Do you want this guy?
I want this guy.
All right, well, we're going to take you to go.
But wait.
Mr. Peterson, no.
But Mr. Peterson.
Right, boys, I'm not going to lie. I thought I was convincing him, and it has backfired.
What does it mean you're going?
Where are you taking him, Mr.
Every
Bezos?
Morning when I wake up, I want Mr. Peterson making me ice cream.
Done, baby. God, I love you.
Just
I love
you, too. I've been purchased by Jeff Bezos.
Look, I'm going to allow these kids to run the shop.
Really?
If that's all right.
So the Peterson's ice cream gets to stay?
Mm-hmm.
I just have to serve as manservant to your drunk chocoholic wife?
You don't talk to her like that, okay? You just make those chocos for her in the AM. You got that?
Yes, sir, Mr. Bezos.
All right.
Mr. Peterson, don't go.
Boys.
I don't know if we're ready to run a ice
boys,
cream store.
Boys, look at you. You managed to get $250,000 from your father and fight off a bully with a Glock and you.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
Tim, you kept
yeah.
you kept your parents awake for several minutes.
Yeah, yeah, and ate hot dogs out of the sink.
And you ate hot dogs out of the sink. I think you boys are ready for
that
anything.
Sounds good. I want some of those.
Yeah, I ordered that about two hours ago or something like that. It was a birthday cake, ice cream cake to go. Do you get that? Are you two little dumb kids, or what's up?
Well, sir, there's no reason for that sort of...
What the hell's going on here? Looks like I got two kids running the show here, and I got some cake.
What do
I gotta
you want?
I want an ice cream cake. I ordered it
Fine.
Online.
It's over there. Get one.
You want to get from the cooler over there?
Is what I think.
Okay, well, it's supposed to have custom writing. You know what? Fuck this. I'm going to Cold Stone.
Peter, use the protection.
This isn't working. We keep losing customers. They're always getting angry.
Well, it's because we... I don't know.
All right. You know what? This time I'm going to be authoritative.
Okay. All right.
If we ever get another customer.
If we ever get another customer.
Hi. I'd like a triple scoop.
What would you like on your first scoop?
Vanilla on the first scoop.
Second scoop?
Second scoop.
Would you like some samples?
Yeah.
Did you want to sample something?
Yeah.
What would you like to sample?
Be authoritative.
Would you like Greer cake?
That's
the special
good.
Ice cream of the month. Greer cake?
Greer cake.
Okay,
yeah,
here's a sample. What do you think of that?
People say it tastes a bit cummy. Is it?
Cummy.
I don't know what you mean.
We don't either.
I don't either. That's what they say.
We don't know what it means, but that's a flavor, apparently.
Just, can you just make all three vanilla?
Sure. Would you like a triple vanilla?
Triple vanilla.
On a sugar cone or regular?
Use the authority, Peter.
Oh, right. Sir, you'd like a sugar cone?
Oh, I would.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's $5.60.
Oh, okay. You're so authoritative.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a $10 bill.
Here's
your change.
You know what? Keep it, boys.
Keep the change?
Good job. Good job with your ice cream shop.
All right. Good luck, sir.
This tastes crummy.
Hey, excuse me. Hey, I'm looking for a birthday cake for my mom.
Margaretti?
What?
It's Marinetti. Oh, my God. Be careful.
I pissed him off. I don't want to be careful. You want a birthday cake for your mom?
Yeah, if you can make it out of mint chocolate chip, you know,
so
because
like
it's green.
More Irish?
Yeah, more Irish.
Okay. Mint chocolate chip birthday cake? We can do that. Would you like something written on it?
Yeah.
What's the message to your ma?
To ma, I love you. We're Irish.
You want to remind your mom that she's Irish,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I want to do it through a cake, all right?
Oh, that's nice.
And you do gay wedding cakes, too?
Sure.
It's 2019.
Of course we do.
Okay, that's good. Just testing you.
What did you want on the cake? A couple of fellas?
No, I don't want it. I'm testing you.
Oh, we passed.
Just want to see if you're up to date in 2019.
We passed the test. Okay, cool. When do you want the cake for the ice cream birthday cake?
Ideally, right now.
Right now?
Ideally, right now.
Do we have a mint chocolate chip cake?
I mean, we have enough mint chocolate chip. We'll just put it.
I got to get out of here. I got a date. There's a foreign exchange student from Australia.
Okay.
So you, all right, we got this.
You write on the cake.
Okay, and
I love you, Ma. We're Irish.
I've already got the first part. And now exclamation point. Done.
Okay.
Did you get the cake for your mother?
Yes, I did.
That is beautiful.
Your Australian accent is so beautiful, Sandy.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Thank you for inviting me to have your mother's cake with her on her birthday.
Look, I know that you're a good girl.
I am a good girl.
But something tells me that, you know, you've got a wild side in you. That you might be dressing up in leather.
Jason, you do not know what I might be doing. Perhaps you will find out at the end of the day, at the school carnival, when I approach you, dressed not like this, a woman from Australia who is conservative, but dressed more like a tall, sexy, long, skinny, and shiny lady with big blonde hair.
Okay, we got Mr. T about to perform for y'all, but it looks like we've got a cow on the stage. We're not going to be able to get him on here until the cow's removed. But until then, I just want everyone just to have some ice cream from Mr. Peterson's ice cream and enjoy the night.
Oh, that was great, Captain Recap. And that is our show for today. First of all, we'd like to apologize to the Irish people of the world as well as the Italians. Mm-hmm. But let's thank and go around as we do. Joe McGlear?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mark Agliard?
At Jebby Graber.
Oh, you have more
on
to
Instagram.
Say. Uh-huh.
Bear Supply every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater and Alchemy This live every first Sunday at 9 o'clock of the month at Westside Comedy Theater.
Okay, thank you very much for
that. You're welcome.
And Mark Gagliardi.
Hello. Alchemy This every first Sunday of the month at 9.
Haven't you also appeared repeatedly on the Emmy-nominated Drunk History television program?
I have. I've told many, many stories on Drunk History. My next one will be July 31st.
Whoa.
So in 2 weeks, you will hear me talk about...
Or in the past.
Or in the past,
on when you're
depending
listening
on when this,
this
airs. Yeah. You'll hear me talk about the Hanoi Hilton.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So go to Comedy Central On Demand so that you can look up that
CCOD.
Episode. Yeah. Oh, nice, yeah. nice. Anything else you want to mention?
Blood and Treasure.
Of course.
Keep watching. Thank you for watching, everybody. Tuesday nights at 10 on CBS.
And when do you go back to work on season 2?
End of September.
Oh, so exciting. Craig Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter or at Craigslist PCast for podcast stuff or at
Orange Tux Improv for improv stuff.
And congratulations to you as well on the Drunk History Emmy nomination.
And congratulations on you on the Maisel nomination. Yeah.
You know what? It's not a competition.
But 20-3 is the score.
James Heaney of Heaney.
Well, first and second, first Sunday of the month, West Side Comedy Theater, it's Alchemy This.
Yes.
Second, fourth Wednesday, Spare Supply. We've heard of it.
And second and fourth Wednesday.
Yeah.
So not the third.
Not the third.
Or the first.
Or the first. Okay. But they're still open, so don't be discouraged if that's the day you're there.
Westsidecomedy.com to look up all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that sounds good. Let's thank our engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bame.
Bame!
And our producer, of course, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie!
Our production design genius, Rafael Brito.
Brito!
And iHeartMedia for the auspices. And thank each and every one of you for writing in to us and with your scene suggestions. But don't forget to tell everyone you've ever met about the podcast. We appreciate those of you that have. And, of course, take the time to go in, write a review. It's ridiculous that it actually makes a difference, but it does. Write your scene suggestions to your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. You can find me if you just keep looking. Until next time, it's
Alchemy This!